All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. Welcome to this Pizza Hut.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, it's an old-fashioned one. They've got the frosted red glass. They've got the stained glass lamps over the over the table. They've got the Pac-Man machine.
I've ordered a pitcher of Pepsi for the table. You know, remember when you get Pepsi in a pitcher?
Yep.
So last episode we were talking about kid crimes.
Yes.
Remember the kid crimes?
Yeah.
So I've hired a bunch of kids to go through this this place and my artful dodgers, I call them, and to do a classic kid crime, which is to take all of the various sprinklable condiment types things, your salts, peppers, red pepper,
parmesan
cheese and stuff, and you take a napkin and you line the top of it. You put a different seasoning on that napkin, and you make a little like kind of pouch under the cap. So when you turn over and you think you're going to get pepper, you actually get salt.
Yeah.
You know that classic kid crime?
Yeah, no, I'm expecting some shaky cheese, and guess what? I got angry glitter.
Yeah, exactly. Or just regular glitter. I told them you don't have to use food.
Yeah, no, just different shakeables.
So I've set you up at this table with a bunch of different shakeables. If you can look at them, you know, they all seem like they're, your standard pizza shakeables. And I've given you one slice of weird spongy grease that Pizza Hut likes to consider pizza.
Right.
And I just figure you just dress this pizza how you choose and take a bite. And then we would take whatever happens to your body after that and run it through the game computer's new 3D scanner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. So I'm just gonna grab this one. I am partial
how
to the.
You your...
I'm partial to the angry glitter. I like a crushed red pepper flake.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going to hit, but just with that, because I think that a Parmesan on a Pizza Hut crust is not going to be so good.
You know what the Parmesan actually adds that I didn't realize until I was older. Is salt.
Yes.
Yeah. It's essentially just putting salt on it. It tastes like salt.
Yeah.
Which is great. Salt is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really a cheese flavor or anything close to it.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna hit zap this with some crushed red. Oh, I don't recognize what that is. Let me
taste it.
Okay. Let's we'll grab a fork and knife here. And
everyone, and join me. Taste it. Taste it. Taste it. Taste it.
It's only you because I'm not editing that audio. It's kind of.
Folks, he tasted it. I know it's just me.
Yeah. My stomach feels funny, Gary.
All right, we'll head into the private game computer thing and see what kind of spice. You got.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to stand right here. Do I put my arms up like it's an airport thing or?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
feel some like wiggling and kicking in there. It doesn't feel good at all.
We don't want to accidentally play Watch Dogs because it scanned your wrist.
Okay. So. All right. Yeah. No, this is no good. What is it, Gary?
Okay. Let me look. So it is a kind of spice. And it's frightening. It, like you've ingested some sort of scary spice.
What?
Yeah, it's a scary spice. It's, okay. Let me put that into the game computer here. Ghost pepper habanero flakers, the deadliest spice. Oh no. Spice Girls, scary spice. The popular Spice Girl who was known to be the one of the Spice Girls who was the scariest. If you rank the Spice Girls from frightening to most frightening, the most frightening is certainly scary spice.
Absolutely.
The Spice Girl, scary.
I feel ill.
The venue? Guatemala. The meal? Russian. The time of my life.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary.
It's Spice.
Who are you?
Spice Girls. Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Abduct Suffering. home of Gridler spice.
Yeah. Yep. It's got a little bit of savory, a little bit of sweet, and it.
Oh man. It's not quite a mop.
Oh,
it's not quite a puppet. It's baby spice.
Yeah. Wow. This is something, Gary.
Yeah. This is too rich for one. Like I considered saying this should be a two-parter at some point.
I don't know that I have. Okay. I don't know that I have two episodes worth of stuff because the game, there's not much there.
No, there's not much in the game, but like one, it is a genuine cultural phenomenon.
Yes.
Which we haven't talked about. Two, there's not a whole lot to the game, but the actual way that the game, you know, looks and the AV components of it are worth noting. And then three, there's a good amount of Game Vax gold.
Yes.
For this. But yeah, so this is Spice World for the PlayStation 1.
Yeah. Do people know who the Spice Girls are?
Oh, I assume so.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they I mean, at the very least, our overseas listeners do.
Yes.
Because they are the originators of Cool Britannia, the concept, and are largely responsible for popularizing the idea of girl power. So, like, when you hear girl power, that's largely a Spice Girls thing.
Yeah. Do you remember that, like, just the many, many times that Britain tried to convince us they were cool?
Yeah.
What was up with that? Why did they think they could do that?
Like they forgot about isometric platformers.
They should have stayed in their lane.
Like Cool Britannia is very specifically like weird old. It's like, you know, panties with a big Union Jack on the clit. Like it's that kind of thing.
I don't know what Cool Britannia is. What are you talking about?
It's a concept that the Spice Girls helped popularize, which was like taking like very Britishness.
Okay.
And being like proud of it and it being cool.
Right.
Like, you know, the flag being cool, British royalty being cool, you know, colonialism being cool.
So this, yep. Like, so this is what happened to, this is what happened to Madonna.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And this, this led to Elizabeth Hurley, materializing out of thin air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, I think of Cool Britannia as at least part, you know, it's not in the Wikipedia article for Cool Britannia, but I think of Austin Powers as a leading thing.
Yes.
Like, even though that was jokey, it was kind of like, you know, lots of Union Jacks and like.
Yeah. Like the so it was jokey, but like the heartfelt aesthetic of that movie was not a joke.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It was not presented as such.
You end up with David Bowie on the Earthling tour with his like weird trench coat, like tattered trench coat that was a Union Jack. Like,
yeah,
she was big for a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So girl power, Cool Britannia.
Yeah.
Spice Girls have it all.
They've got that. They've got something. And what I want to make sure that we don't do is make our criticisms of the Spice Girls like the criticisms of the Spice Girls that we see on the Game Facts board, which is this is for girls, therefore it's icky. No, it's generally unlistenable garbage.
Yeah, there's something to, you know, it always, you get some middle-aged men talking about teen stuff made for teen girls. It's not great, right? You know, but it is. So, I mean, I don't feel that bad not liking the Spice Girls, given that, like, I was a teen boy.
Right.
When this came out, I'm a middle-aged man now, but my opinions on it have not changed that much.
No.
On the Spice Girls. Like, you know, I just checked in on them the first time because I unprompted, you know, or prompted by doing this game. And I was like, oh yeah, my opinions on the Spice Girls have not changed.
Yeah.
I still do not like the Spice Girls very much. I still think they're very weird.
Yeah.
For something that was called the biggest pop sensation out of the UK since the Beatles.
Which, like, this was hot on the heels of them trying to make Oasis that.
Yeah. But then Oasis decided not to, you know, Oasis decided, like, we'd rather throw whiskey bottles and hate each other.
Right.
You know, this was, so the Spice Girls, for people who don't know, was a pop group, a 5-girl pop group that was constructed. The Wikipedia thing has the ad for it. So, like, if you wanted to be a Spice Girl, you could see this ad. It says, wanted, are you 18 to 23 with the ability to sing and dance? Are you streetwise, outgoing, ambitious, and dedicated? Heart Management Limited are a widely successful music industry management consortium currently forming a choreographed singing dancing all-female pop act for a recording deal. So, like, you just applied to be a Spice Girl, they assigned you your adjective, and then now you are a Spice Girl.
Yes.
like their whole thing, I remember, and this is the it's in all of their branding, was that they were just best friends.
Right.
And like they wrote a lot of songs about friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is like, you know, very weird to me, but obviously, you know, they resonated.
Resonated
with somebody.
Yeah.
Somehow.
And it was marketed to hell and back. Like, you know, you're just there were binders, basically any school supply, the, you know, Hattie Spice Girls version of it that you could get.
Yeah.
You know, and that just kind of puts them in a long line of manufactured, pop cultural icon kind of things, going back to like, what, even the Sex Pistols, you know, sure. which is like a fashion industry project, you know?
Yep.
Everything you love is fake.
yeah Backstreet Boys, the boy bands and stuff. This was just a girl group.
If you want to get real depressed, go and read about like the managers specifically of the boy band craze. All of them were run by the same dude who was into some very nasty exploitative sexual shit. So
grotesque.
Yeah.
So the Spice Girls, there are five of them. They all have an adjective.
Yes.
So there are different kinds of Spice Girls. Let's go through them. Let's rate the Spice Girls.
I need almost like a Street Fighter map of these, putting them all around Britain, because, you know, I know Scary, Sporty, whatever. I don't know which one of these women is which.
Well, I'm trying to find a good source. I think it just kind of assumes that you're going to know.
Yeah.
All that stuff. I want a detailed bio of every individual Spice Girl. Spice Girls facts for kids from Kids Search. Perhaps this is what I want.
Okay. Oh wait, there's a Spice Girls Twitter. We got to save that for later.
Oh yeah, this I mean, telling you, man, it's rich. Like, I haven't thought about the Spice Girls in quite a bit. Spice Girls net worth. Here's how much each woman makes from money.com. So this kind of goes through the different Spice Girls.
Okay.
It's not like a biography or anything, but let's go through them, and I want to get your gut reactions to these Spice Girls.
Can you put a link into the chat machine?
Sure. Yeah, I just wanted to get your gut feeling, but if you want to be influenced by money.com's deep pockets, I can't stop.
I can't
remember the Spice Girls. So much
of their appeal is their image, you know, that's what they are. I need a picture of them next to them, not to be shallow, but
no, it's quite all right.
Okay.
So going through the same order that, money.com has done.
Okay.
We got Victoria Beckham. Posh Spice.
Don't care for her. Posh to me implies a certain class, a certain class centered focus that I do not generally care for.
Yeah. I do not care for Posh Spice. I don't like things that are posh.
Right.
So I think Posh Spice. I think we're going to give it our lowest score, 8 out of 10.
Okay.
For this Spice Girl. Next up. Everyone's favorite little girl, Baby Spice.
Yeah, no, wearing pigtails when she's pushing 50.
Don't care for her.
Not really. Let's see here. Baby Spice seems kind of designed or aimed at people whose favorite
at the pedophile market.
No, they're like girls whose favorite Powerpuff Girl is Bubbles.
Yeah.
You know,
it is that kind of like, cause that's what, you know, girl power actually means. It's not just like, hey, lady, there are girls.
Yeah.
It's essentially like what Madonna did, like you can be girly and also be a feminist. It's like the idea behind girl power.
Yes.
It's not just that, you know, it's not just yay girls.
Right.
It's like yay girlishness as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's very, very emphasizes that quite a bit, just kind of through her kind of like Cupid doll. Yes. Aesthetics and stuff. Don't care for her.
Yeah. But I care for her a little bit more than Posh Spice. Let's put her above
8.1 out of 10.
Okay.
Next we got the most famous, individual, Spice Girl, the one that went on to do other stuff, which is, Geraldine Horner formerly Hallowell, mm-hmm. who is Ginger Spice.
Yeah. I've got to say yeah to her. We need to stick together.
Like 8.5. Maybe 8.3.
Let's say 8.8. Yeah.
Okay. 8.8.
Yeah.
So she, there was a big, split amongst the band and mm-hmm. then they reunited. Yeah. She was the instigator because there was a vying control between her and Scary Spice. We'll get to later.
Game of Spice Thrones.
Spicy Thrones. This is the Game of Spice. Mm-hmm. She's the one who like wore the Union Jack thing a lot.
Yeah.
And her defining characteristic. So previously, we had one who was kind of fancy.
Right.
A little bit posh. One who's like, I'm baby. Infantilize me, buying me lots of things and rings. Like, we had that one.
Right.
And then this one whose defining characteristic is red hair.
Right. Right. Not necessarily a motivated actor, mm-hmm. let's say.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's I don't think that it is necessarily the best to be defined by a physical attribute.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
But again, out of solidarity. Well, what has she got on to do?
Like a solo career. She has been on a lot of like TV shows. She guest judged like singing things.
Yeah.
She's done exercise videos.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Gotcha.
But she's also written 6 popular children's books.
Huh.
And 2 autobiographies. Like, who needs to write 2 autobiographies?
I think Winston Churchill only wrote 1.
Yeah. Okay, Ginger Spice.
Okay.
Next up, Melanie Chrisholm, aka Sporty Spice. I'm gonna give her an 8 out of 10.
Yeah,
not super into Sporty Spice.
I mean, so probably I think the like maybe the most defined visually, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah.
Lots of sports equipment. Lots of, you know, kind of like dressed like what's her head? Let's Get Physical. Olivia Newton-John.
Right. I feel very bad rating women, Gary.
Well, just rating them as like characters.
Yes.
Like, we're not like rating how fuckable they are.
Right. Okay.
I don't find any of these women attractive.
Right.
You know, so I that's not what,
that's not, yeah. That's not,
it's
the
their
project.
Personality and their weird adjectives.
Right. Right.
Rounding the bend. Finally, we got Melanie Brown, Scary Spice.
Yeah. VIP.
Probably VIP. I'll give her like an 8.3 out of 10. For
yeah.
Me. Probably the best one, mostly because I think scary is a weird adjective for them to have chosen for the one person of color on the,
yeah,
like in the crew,
you know, and like I think, frightening, like,
yeah, frightening Spice. Like the way that they made her scary was just like in photo shoots. Sometimes she'd be like, and do like cat claws.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But it's not like she's covered in blood and gristle. Like,
yeah. It's not scary. Like, you know, Midsummer is scary. It's just scary. Like she's kind of like aggressive, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy.
And they proceeded to make music that was mostly them shouting over beats.
No, yeah, nobody really sings so much.
Yeah.
In this band. Like there are a couple like melody things, but there's lots of shouts and stuff. And for people who don't know, they do that, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really want. It was like literally just like
what I want.
Yeah.
And then the message of that song is, if you want to be my lover, so like, would you like to have sex,
yes,
with Sporty Spice?
Mm-hmm.
You have to make friends with her friends.
Because
Friendship lasts forever, but sex is ephemeral and fleeting.
Yes. Which is not necessarily a pro, like that's a fine message, but like,
you know, like I think it's a message that sounds right when you first hear it. But
yeah.
Then as somebody who has had quite a few relationships under my belt,
yeah,
making it a win condition that somebody is friends with your friends.
Like, oh,
friends with them, like
that's not bad. Yeah, no,
it doesn't really have to happen that way. Like there are people you choose, people based, like, the people you choose to be your romantic interest don't necessarily, mm-hmm, is for the same metrics as your friends.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, every time I've ever been in a relationship and like I've liked and disliked girlfriends, buddies, mm-hmm, you know, but I've never been like, you know, these people are as close to me as they are, you know, to them, other than Will, who I got in a breakup. Like I gained custody of Will in a breakup. You know, girlfriend's friend.
I gained Will.
But other than that, like, I just generally think, you know, there's nothing really wrong with, like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, I guess when I hear that, I think of like the worst possible condition, which is like the possessive boyfriend who doesn't want the woman to spend any time with anybody, yeah, else. Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
You know. And like, if you, let's say you were dating Sporty Spice,
mm-hmm,
and Sporty Spice, like, listen, you have to hang out with the Spice Girls. I know it's hard, but all of the Spice Girls were a group package. Like, you and I will go on dates every once in a while.
Right.
Every once in a while we'll make out, but most of the time you have to hang out with the entire crew.
Right.
And they're on a bus and they're all giggling and like, you know, throwing koosh balls at each other,
yeah,
giving each other peace signs, taking selfies, like throwing glitter in handfuls, like, you know, drawing hearts on in lipstick on mirrors and stuff. Like, I don't think I think I would be like, why, I can't get with your friends. I think I rescind my desire to be your lover.
Yeah. It's a lot. And that's a thing, you know, it doesn't matter. It's like the dose makes the poison, you know, it's not like any of that is necessarily, but it's just,
how about I have friends with three of the Spice Girls?
It's just a lot.
Yeah. Like, I'll be friends with fully 60% of the Spice Girls in order to be your lover.
Like,
that's where negotiations start.
I'll go there as long as baby's not there.
Yeah. I got a strict no baby clause. And baby clause gives gifts to the babies. there's a strict no baby clause.
Mm-hmm.
And then Posh Spice, I'm not dressing up.
No.
So if I'm going to hang out with, you know, I'll hang out with Posh Spice from time to time, but I'm not going to wear like a tux. I'm not going to wear like a Union Jack cock ring or anything like that. Like, I'm not dressing up.
Right.
So, you know, it's just not going to happen. So that would be my negotiation. That's my counter offer to the song Wannabe.
Right. And a lot of, like, most of their songs sound very similar.
Sorry, it's grotesque. Like, playing this game made me hear a lot of their music I hadn't heard, because in the States they only had two big hits.
Right.
But in the UK they had multiple big hits.
Yeah.
This game, which we will get to talking about, does involve their music. Like, this is like a fine work of adaptation for being an unplayable and very counterintuitive game.
So we ought to get to talking about the game, because Spice World was kind of the name of their second act, really.
It was their movie.
It was their movie,
and their movie and concept, similar to Scatman's World, if you remember that Teen Dirtbag series.
There's a
concept to Spice World.
Yes.
The opening press start select screen on this, the way that they've stylized these things, like, look at fucking Baby Spice. And tell me how goddamn terrifying that is.
It's pretty awful. And they move.
That is way scarier Spice. Like, that is the scariest Spice, like, by far.
They move. I mean, you know, obviously these are, you know, hyper deformed cartoon caricatures, but they move so unnaturally and like not enough. So it's really just like these very subtle adjustments, and none of them are in the same position when you look at them again.
No, and they all have platform shoes that make them look like they have hooves. Like, specifically Posh Spice is wearing high heels, and you can't see the back of them, so it looks very much like she's a fucking Equisapien from Sorry to Bother You or something like that. Like, it is these are very terrifying, like, cel-shaded monster creatures.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. This is one of the ugliest games I've ever played.
Yeah.
These are very scary. They make Bratz dolls look very appealing in comparison.
Oh, sick burn, man.
Like, they do, though, right? Like, they're terrifying.
I get you, yeah. And it's funny because it opens up, and the first publisher splash is Psygnosis. This was not developed by Psygnosis, which is what I would have believed based on, you know, based on their kind of inability to adapt to 3D graphics. No, this is developed by Sony.
Yeah. Getting in on that money train.
Yeah.
You know, at the time, like, and it's like the things you actually do in the game are kind of interesting. Even the interface is like unplayable,
right?
Like, you're choosing a song, and then you're doing the mix, so you'd kind of jump from little node to node to set the song portions in order,
right? Or out of order. For me, my composition was just the really 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 over and over again.
You can kind of fuck around with it in a way that's pretty fun. And then you do a music video, which is just the five of them, like, dancing with their weird rictus grins in a space void.
Yeah, dancing in a line.
Yeah, dancing in a line, which is going to be their music video kind of no matter what. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much the game. Then there are also lots of FMV clips of the Spice Girls, like, interviewing the Dalai Lama and shit.
Yes.
You know, so you get that going
for it. So you can turn on the Spice Network, which, nice dodge there, fellas.
Yeah,
it's not the Spice Channel.
Yeah, it's not the Dalai Lama. It's Nelson Mandela. So I forgot. It's Nelson Mandela meeting with the Spice Girls.
Yeah,
and them giving them their trenchant ideas about world peace and such. You know, it is just like, and again, just to throw that reminder, I'm not being dismissive of girl teen pop. Like, I had a subscription to Teen Vogue magazine for a little bit. Like, what? I'm not against. Well, it was so they were giving away discounted prescription subscriptions, and okay. I wanted to.
I was prescribed this Teen Vogue, you prescribed. Monster. It's corrective.
Yeah, it's my doctor, man. Sure. Yeah, no. They for a little while they were like doing better reporting on, you know, the rise of Nazism in this country.
Oh shit! No, okay. I'm sorry. You said Teen Vogue, and I thought like contemporary to the Spice Girls, not like not weird woke good investigative journalism Teen Vogue that happened in 2016. Yeah.
So there was a thing where like Amazon had subscriptions for $5, and mm-hmm. I was like, I want to support these people.
Yeah.
And then got that. So I'm just saying, I'm not against teen entertainment by any means, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I fucking listen to Robin. Like I like pop music.
Yeah.
This is vapid and shitty and manufactured in a way that is really gross to me. So them meeting with Nelson Mandela specifically seems a little bit obscene to me.
Specifically that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Even contemporary to this. Like, if you put the Spice Girls up against, say, Destiny's Child.
Oh, sure. Destiny's Child is great.
Yeah, Destiny's Child had a similar message of, like, you know, female empowerment. And it was, like, really good music with cool videos and stuff.
Yeah. There's part of this that is just, like, as a music fan.
Yeah.
Like, these, you know, they're catchy, but they're not, like, I think that, like, the recent kind of Carly Rae Jepsen, you know, Robin, Adele, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, you know, really great pop song craft shit that is happening is kind of like taught me that the music doesn't have to be unlistenable,
mm-hmm.
and it can still be catchy and like well crafted as hell.
We are incredibly spoiled for good pop and have been for like the past 7 years.
This is not that, but that's the game. You do the remix, you do the video. Essentially there's a couple like a little bits of kind of rhythm game style tapping you can get to, where a really gross voice goes, "Let's put this girl through the ringer," or something like that. Just like a deep, like Don DeMillo-esque figure off stage, just fucking licking his dry lips, and they're perpetually dry.
Yeah,
you're putting a dry tongue across dry lips and saying, "Let's put the next girl through the ringer."
Yeah,
you know.
No, I dropped the game when I got to like what the TV appearance or the music video appearance. Like I did the Dance Dance Revolution part or whatever, but when it got to like, okay, you need to listen to the song that you made, which again for me was 2 minutes of really 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 really, and you have to program each individual dance to
it.
For all five of the girls' Spice. Yeah, it was too
much. You have to do all of them, and then you show them all doing them together. So I don't know, man. That's the Spice Girls themselves, right?
Yes.
The Game Fact stuff we got going on here. In order, we got our man Zero Fury Bahamut, who we remember from things.
I remember. We got a couple of folks here. Yeah.
Yeah, some repeat contenders. Who does a message board list that's just wall of text.
Uh-huh.
That's him kind of ranting about what a wall of text is.
Right.
And how they're bad online. You know, like lots of useful information. It's kind of meta.
Yeah.
And then later responds to himself with, "Where's your mod now?"
I'm undone.
Actually, exactly. Well, mods could not stand up to your fury of wit, Zero Fury Bahamut, or your barrage of wit.
Yeah.
So that's on the minor end of things.
Yes.
We got going on.
While we're still on the message board, there's a topic. Is this game good by BookT666? Will people stop doing this? Will people stop going to a message board and saying, "Hey, is this good?"
Yeah, it feels like it's not a great way to find that out.
No, it seems very inefficient.
Super inefficient.
Yeah.
You got your general like claim this board, things like that. My favorite review I found, there are many of them, and a bunch of them have like little individual like flakes of Game Facts Gold.
Yes.
My favorite is by 91210 user.
Cool.
The name of the review is, "They knew it wasn't intended to be too par with other titles on the console." And this review has this like this, so this great turn in it. So starts out, it's another quick cash in. Maybe Spice World gets away by putting whatever creative works from the Spice Girls, but video game wise, it's a horrible button smasher and also a way to just have the Spice Girls to say that they have a gaming like product on the PlayStation. I mean, I wouldn't mind if they have some rights to have a video game, but I think it's too easy to say it's a good start for the Spice Girls in video gaming. Don't get me wrong, Spice Girls. We love you around in gaming. But this game, we have the idea. It's meant to leave an imprint in the gaming community, so we want more, but it's terrible. Spice World allows you to select one of the main Spice Girls to manage. The selected girl would remix the songs and then describes.
Right. The gaming community.
Like, it's, yeah, don't get me wrong, Spice Girls. We love you around in gaming. But this game, we get the idea.
We expect better things of you, Spice Girls, in the gaming community.
Yeah. maybe this game has done its trick, even years on. It's clear what it's going to become. But with games like Tomb Raider showing off the capabilities for the PlayStation at the time, I really wonder what they could have really done with the game. So it's just very like written by an AI.
Yeah. So the for the time thing, or like even a few years on, I think, okay, well, let's like maybe he wrote this in like 2004. This is a very 2004. 2017.
Yes. Yep. And there's the chaser.
Yeah.
The so. Yeah.
Did I give away the twist?
No. It's good. I'm glad. Glad you got to it.
Yeah. There.
Despite all this. Period. New sentence. All efforts within the game so far was like it's gone to vain! !
Gone to vain.
It could have been a management simulation or something to correctly guess the correct dance moves and get some sort of ratings at the dance floor in this game, but it's a game to show off to your or anyone's friends. There is some reputability, if that's maybe the only decent thing, but that's because you can select a different song to play around with and another girl to lead to manage the song. But other than that, that's really about it. So clearly meant to be for Spice Girls fans, and many Spice Girls fans aren't gamers. So it's clear where they went with it. And maybe it was worth the time to put in the voices with the models and show that they're singing, but that's really about it.
I'm trying to see if everything that 91210 user writes is this incoherent. A review of PewDiePie's Tuber Simulator. Loads to see, but could have tired in-game mechanics a bit more. PewDiePie Tuber Simulator is another game from the internet personality Felix Gilberg, aka PewDiePie. Yeah, no, it just, while the mechanics and premise are good, however, I feel that the developers ruin it by many things, such as self-advertising. Yes, their own company, and PewDiePie's almost unknown company, which got shut down, Revel Mode throws their tags in your face. Unable to load the game with other quests and the grind to unlock the other quests, which the game calls Epic Quests.
check out this assassination. Is it fair? ? If a generation wants something other than Habbo Hotel, the social networking website which uses pixel art but isn't a game, then maybe something is there. But interacting with other players feel forced, and it quickly becomes another button smasher. Take that, Habbo Hotel.
Yeah, you piece of shit, Habbo Hotel. God, how long is it? Spice Girls, Habbo Hotel? Is it 1999?
He was reviewed a lot of, like, you know phone and weird, you know, flash game stuff, like Beef with Soulja Boy. The game about the beef with Soulja Boy.
Yes.
This guy is special. I'm adding him to the game facts list now.
Okay. Yeah,
this is a special incoherence you know, award.
Yeah. Just gonna start up a YouTube channel, head just like head wound game reviews. Just hit somebody over the head real hard, you know. It's got like, yeah, what, like Hot Ones or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Hard Ones.
Yeah. Head Ones.
Head One, successive series of hammers. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Jesus.
His Metal Gear for Game Boy review is more of a metal game for NES fans than newcomers. What are you talking about? There's also this review, which is the, I think, representative of the worst thing that you could hope for a Spice Girls review.
Yeah.
Which is by Denouement.
Yeah, no, I have that one here. It opens with a Surgeon's General warning, and it goes off into a tangent about how Konami needs to invent homeless snake.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. This is, there's a lot of, charitably D-minus comedy going on in this review.
Right, right. And this is the one. Concept, 2 out of 10. Here's where the game really shines. Making your own music, it seems like a good idea, right? Well, it was until these people got their filthy hands on it. As, begin dripping sarcasm, great, and dripping sarcasm, as the Spice Girls were, they don't really deserve a game.
Ugh. Yeah, pretty nasty. And then, homeless snake shows up.
Yeah.
And the joke there is that he lives in a cardboard box.
Right. The joke there is that we have a housing surplus, but we still have homeless people in America.
The joke is that the human race has had enough, wealth and resources to take care of every person on Earth, but we'll die before we actually try.
Yes.
We're actually going to die by, 2060 or something like that, 2070.
2050, and we will, my friend. Yeah.
I saw 2050 as well.
Yeah.
And we will never have tried to take care of everybody. So
No.
Thanks, Daniel Ma.
Sound and music, 0 out of 10. Nothing could ever be worse than this. I recommend that the president not let this dangerous music into the hands of our enemies. They could broadcast it over the radio, possibly causing mass hysteria and riots. See, it starts out with Spice Girls music. This is not a good foundation.
Graphics. Spice World uses a revolutionary new graphics engine that I like to call the Craptastic Crapulator Turd Machine. I'd rather look at a naked balloon wallowing in its own droppings. Naked baboon.
Okay. I was going to say, what kind of balloon naked droppings?
Right. I'd rather be the naked baboon wallowing in its droppings than look at the screenshot of this game. So this is very AVGN.
Yeah.
This could actually be AVGN secretly. But homeless, I could see, if James, AVGN ever did a Metal Gear game. Mm-hmm. Why does he live in a box? Is he homeless or something? He lives in a box. Why would you hide in a box? And then the guards don't see you? I could see him doing a real long, really long rant about that.
Yeah.
It's not Metal Gear 3. It's Metal Gear Solid. What does that mean? It doesn't tell you what order they're in.
It's the third movie, but it's the third game, but it takes place before all of them.
What do I do? How do I handle it?
We got a couple of others. We have King Broccoli is back.
King Broccoli's back, baby.
Yep. And there's, it's the usual kind of stuff, but on good points, Ginger's in the game. So King Broccoli has Spice Girl opinions.
Yeah, he's pretty into Ginger Spice.
Yeah.
And show this game to your worst enemies and they'll never trouble you again. Weird.
What are you doing that you have enemies?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of King Broccoli's enemy. Let's see what the Ass Man has to say about this.
How's the Ass Man? Oh, the Ass Man. He's on the burn list.
Is he?
Yeah, no. Spice World, the movie. The movie was so bad that it makes Kazam look Emmy-worthy, which is a very funny sentence. Makes Kazam look Emmy worthy, which stars the black hole of talent known as Shaquille O'Neal. Reminder, Shaq, please don't quit your day job.
Wowie zowie, the Ass Man's gotta go.
Yeah, no, again, burn list. Gary, he's on my... Gary, so my parents are moving out of my childhood home and selling. Selling it, and I've got a hold of a bunch of stuff from childhood. I got a Shaq poster from Chris's room.
Ooh,
that he had when he was a kid. It is Shaq. He is holding a basketball. There's lightning patterns behind him, and it says Future Shock on it.
I'm way into that.
Yeah,
I feel like I've maybe seen that one.
Yeah, no. So I got to find a place to put it. I'm running out of. No, I can put it over my toilet in my bathroom. Actually,
that'd be great. That's a great place for it.
Yeah. So I'll post a picture when I get it up.
The Ass Man has also reviewed Shaq Fu.
Oh, Jesus.
And of course, he's not very kind to it. Nope. When in fact, it is a good game.
Asshole.
The
original one or the
Genesis one and the Super Nintendo one. He does both of them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Avoid this game. Lick the plague.
Final thought. Unless Shaq writes a book, which he himself admits is unlikely since he is illegitimate. I guess that means illiterate. there's not much more to talk about. Jack, if you're reading this and forgot already, don't quit your day job for the love of your fans. Like, just really, like, stay in your lane to fucking Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
I would like Shaquille O'Neal to fold this guy up and fucking dunk him into a toilet.
I want Shaquille O'Neal to fold this guy into a paper airplane and then throw him into the wide open waiting mouth of a toilet.
Yes. It's one of the Ghostbusters toilets.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Throw him into a GB toilet.
And a GB toilet. The other one here, Shaq, with this game in your CDs, the only advice I have to offer is don't quit your day job, please, for the love of your fans.
Will you leave Shaq alone?
Yeah.
This is very upsetting.
Yeah. Replay value. I'll save you the time and simply tell you that there is none. When I played this game, words from the late Edgar Allan Poe came to mind.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, thank you. Nevermore. Yeah. as the late Shakespeare used to say.
Using the lake for all of those things. I believe it was the late Heraclitus who said that you can never step in the same river twice.
Oh, man.
Posthumous quote from Socrates.
By the way, it's fitting that Shaq is sometimes referred to as Shaq Diesel, because I smell a tremendous amount of gas from this game, and quite frankly, it stinks.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, wait a
minute. I hate him.
Story. Words don't exist to describe the sheer low quality that this game possesses, but let me try to invent one. Craptastic. Hey, to ask, man, you didn't fucking invent craptastic.
Didn't you remember the review just a little minute ago from Denouma? Who had the craptastic crapulator or whatever?
Yeah.
Also, just to fully cement this guy on the shit list, the Ass Man's review of Final Fight is that it's an astounding masterwork, 10 out of 10.
Man, how can somebody be the opposite of right like that?
Yeah, well, we found our general in the forces of evil.
Whew.
Or at the very least, like, I mean, there's some real actual line sex monsters and stuff on that side, but this guy is definitely joining that side as like a top lieutenant.
Oh, he's absolutely a strategist. I've been thinking about this a lot recently, but like, there are many different ways to be wrong, but there's only one way to be the opposite of right. And the Ass Man is that.
The opposite of right.
Yeah.
And if he's being strategic, if like the whole idea is to get our goats, he's successful.
Yes.
I'm furious and prone to make mistakes right now.
Yes.
So in terms of like strategy and fighting.
Yes.
You know, fighting the Ass Man.
Yeah. To defeat your enemy, you must introduce him to a more powerful foe, which is themselves.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we need to hold up a dark, twisted circus mirror to the Ass Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have Comfortably Numb.
God, I hate Game Facts.
I can hate it. It's so bad.
So this is Comfortably Numb here with the review. I'll tell you what I want, and this game isn't what I want. Run from evil.
Spice World clearly said in its ads this: are you tired of boring racing games on the PlayStation? Millions reply no and don't buy the game. But is Spice World really a good game overlooked by many players? Read on.
The master of suspense has logged on. Much like the late Edgar Allan Poe.
My strings have been pulled, Gary.
I have to continue reading because I need to know what Comfortably Numb thinks about this this thing. God, the final rating.
Yeah.
Well, here's a little play. Do you want to do this little act out this little play as our final?
Yeah.
Final thing?
Yeah. Would you like
to play the part of Cheese Monkey or Scientist?
Can I do recording of Satan's voice?
Well, you can. Somebody has to do that as well.
Okay.
One of us, it's mostly a back and forth between the Cheese Monkey and the Scientist.
Here. Okay. I'll do the Scientist.
Okay, and I will do the part I was born to play, Cheese Monkey. So my favorite actor, the late John Wilkes Booth. Okay. Who would think that the game engine of this game was good?
We tested the game, and after one of our employees' eyes melted out, blood came from the jewel case, and we swear we heard the words of the devil himself. Here, I recorded it. The first horseman of the apocalypse is risen. Death awaits this earth. You humans are doomed to this licensed crap. Where are my potato chips? How am I supposed to rule without my potato chips?
Ah, Satan created it. He stole the minds of Psygnosis and Sony Computer Entertainment E to create this game. That's the only explanation, at least.
He also probably created Xenogears and made everyone joy over the thrown together crap of a story it had.
Dude, shut up. You don't say stuff like that. You could get killed. And scene. I like that he doesn't like Xenogears. I'm back on this guy's side.
Well, I mean, it's cheese monkeys.
Yeah. Oh, that's yeah. It's more the character, I guess. Yeah, just, yeah. You know, the you have to separate the art from the artist.
Yes. This game hasn't deemed the Sinister One yet due to the lack of evil spirits jumping from it. However, paranormal investigators have noted that evil does surround the game. Thank you. Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
If that's your floor. Like if something can only get a one, if there are literal evil demon spirits jumping from it,
you might need to recalibrate, recenter. Be doing this.
Yeah.
Cole.
Yes.
This is just a side note. I walked by, and this is actually a disappointing story now that I think about it, but I think it had a big impact on me.
Okay.
I was walking to a movie theater.
Okay.
And I walked by a window and stuff for a business that was open, that was Portland Paranormal Investigations.
Okay.
And I had a real, like, you know, roller coaster ride of emotions. Cause first I was like, well, that's novel. And then I was like, oh, that's shitty. You know, because they probably actually take money from people.
Right.
And the people who are going to give money to this kind of thing are actually probably true believers in this stuff.
Right.
So it's like mediums or something like that. And then later investigation, I found out it's actually just a tattoo parlor. Which is okay. You know, I guess good job making your place incredibly confusing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all. I remember walking because I sent myself a text to it. I woke up to it this morning because I was like reminding myself to go take a look.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That is a very misguided name. I'm like, and that stuff does exist. Like back in college, during one of my it was like single camera documentary production or something like that. Another team did a story about a venue called the Southgate House. It's a big old Victorian house that was converted into a music venue, but like it was the place where the guy who invented the Gatling gun lived while he invented the Gatling gun, supposedly. You know, it's like one of the most haunted lists or whatever. So this other team got involved with Pink, the paranormal investigators in Northern Kentucky, and apparently working with them to make this documentary was fucking atrocious.
Yeah, that sounds really annoying.
Yeah,
I think that the people would be very annoying for this kind of stuff. And there's tons of them in Portland, too. I just like looked up this. If you go to paranormalsocieties.com,
yeah,
the online paranormal society directory.
Yeah. Portland doesn't have a great history vis-a-vis things that would create bad hauntings. It seems like if there would be a place, you know, a place that has literal human trafficking tunnels under it would be pretty haunted.
Yeah. Yeah, the Shanghai tunnels were definitely like haunted in a way that was weirdly real and not spooky. It was more just like, oh yeah, people were definitely enslaved here.
Mm-hmm.
That's grotesque.
Yeah,
yeah. If you go to this website, you can click on haunting assistance and submit. We handle approximately 1,500 cases every year.
What?
And you can fill out this form.
That's five a day.
You need haunting. Yeah, five. Yeah, that is five a day. Paranormalsocieties.com.
I got some issues with your detective work there, Rick.
Yeah, exactly. Not great. So in conclusion, game facts and paranormal activities are world of contrast. And game facts, this is like this weird fly strip for shitty game facts posters.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they were all attracted to this.
I had no idea that this was a thing. Gary, I forgot to mention who requested this. So this is Frothyham was the one who demanded it.
Yeah. A familiar name.
Mm-hmm.
Long time supporter.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's probably about it.
I think so.
If you like this show, ratings and reviews are very useful.
Whoops.
Take a look at the help section in your Alexa app.
Sorry, no, my tube got angry. So, continue. Sorry,
it's all right. And then you can also patronize us if you go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things.
I think so.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's probably.
God damn it.
You've invited a nightmare into your home.
What are you doing?
I have no sympathy for you.
It's the only time that's ever happened. Okay.
It's happened multiple times on mic.
What?
there's audio evidence of that happening many times.
I mean, just not for a while. I got it under control, but this one got out of control. Well, shit.
Yep. Yeah. Rise of the Machines.
Yep.
So yeah, until next time. Boy, who is Dog Spice?
Alexa, who's the Griddler?
No, it doesn't work.
I unplugged it.
Oh, okay. I unplugged it,
Gary.
I was like, okay. It's like, that's amazing. It only responds to like not asking questions.
Right.
It's like some weird Hitchhiker's Guide thing that tries to guess what questions you're about to ask.
Uh-huh.